Sunday is Tisha B'Av. And it's always interesting to me, you know, here when we're in South Africa, yes, there are ways that we observe it here. But I wanted to reach out and find out what happens in the States. What happens in the United States with Tisha B'Av? How many people in the United States, how many Jews are observing Tisha B'Av? And joining me to answer that question is Rabbi Elchanan Pupko. He's a writer, he's an educator, and an 11th generation rabbi. Good afternoon, and how are you? And thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank God things are doing well, although, as you say, we're in the spirit of the month of Av, and so the rabbis teach us that it's a month where we reduce happiness and we're more in a solemn set of mind.
We are. When you look at what's happening, and it's, of course, it's very much, you know, as a writer and an educator, you're pretty much on the coal face of policy and what's happening. Do you look at the world through spiritual eyes, especially what's happening with President Trump, what's happening with the United States, and what's happened in the last 9 days?
There's a very important intersection between Tisha B'Av and Zionism.
Yes.
Because the idea of Zionism was to say, we don't just have things happen to us. We're not just going to let the world decide our fate, but we're going to take our own fate into our own hands. We're going to take action and we're going to decide what our destiny is. That's the basic idea of Zionism. And you think of Tisha B'Av, you have a combination. On the one hand, we're mourning, we're sad, and lamenting what happened. But on the other hand, there's also this call to action, spiritual, practical, to say, look at the mistakes of the past and make sure you don't repeat them in the future.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so how is it observed in the United States? Firstly, how many Jews in the United States actually observe Tisha B'Av?
It's interesting because Tisha B'Av used to be this day that's dedicated. It was really a strictly Orthodox day.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if you were not Orthodox, you were doing Rosh Hashanah, you were doing Passover, but Tisha B'Av was not on the radar. And I think especially with everything going on now, with the discussions of what's going on in Israel, there is a renewed interest, interestingly, both from Zionist and anti-Zionist Jews, and discussing Tisha B'Av. And the Jewish holidays are religious holidays, but they're also history lessons. If you look at almost every holiday of ours, it's basically celebrating history or mourning history. And so there's a lot of discussion and looking at the history.
So what, just to try and understand, are you saying that in the United States, more people are observing it?
More people are observing it. Unfortunately, there's also people like Peter Beinart and anti-Zionist Jews who take it and try and appropriate it and say, like, okay, it should also be a holiday or a day, I should say. We reflect on what the Palestinians are going through. But there's definitely a broader interest far beyond just the Orthodox community, where people are looking at this day from a historical perspective.
That's really interesting. Are there any specific traditions that are specific to the United States for observance of Tisha B'Av?
Yes. It almost became a tradition. This is more in the more ultra-Orthodox community, mm-hmm. but there's these, it's almost like going to the movies, where organizations like the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, Yeshiva University, they have these broadcasts.
Yes.
Where people in Tisha B'Av afternoon sit and watch, and there's inspirational speakers, and there's always a theme of what we should improve on, whether it's being less divided, speaking, you know, less gossip, things like that. It became a tradition that Tisha B'Av afternoon became almost like a cinema hour, where whatever it may be, people sit and watch, whether it's, you know, the spiritual speakers or Holocaust movies. Almost every synagogue has a Holocaust movie screening Tisha B'Av afternoon. So I would say that's a recent tradition.
Yeah. So we do our special programming as well. We change the programming for the whole day also. We also get very inspiring speakers and, yeah, so... Look, it's a hard day to get through. You know, Yom Kippur, when we fast, we kind of left in this elevated state at the end of the fast,
mm-hmm.
you know. But Tisha B'Av, it just is loss. It doesn't feel like we've gained anything by doing it. Like we just have to do it.
It's a hard holiday. I think especially this year, facing so many challenges, I think I would urge everyone to sit and read Josephus, to sit and read about just the history of the day, because there's so much there, so much to learn. And I don't want to jump ahead of myself too much, but a new tradition here has also become the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, following Tisha B'Av, has become a big singles scene, and it's called Shabbat Nachamu, where there's all these singles events for young people to find love. And so I think that's sort of a positive...
Hold on a second. So we've got Shabbat Nachamu, which is after, right, which is the Shabbos of comfort, mm-hmm. where God comforts us after Tisha B'Av. But then we've got Tu B'Av. What you're talking about? Is it on Shabbos? It's on Shabbos this year?
It's not on Shabbos, right? So Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. That's the 9th. So I guess go... Maybe they coincide. You're right. If they don't coincide, people do both. Okay. They go away for these like singles weekends and hotels and have like events and stuff like that. Tu B'Av is also a big, big hit among the single people. So I would say a very positive thing to maybe even start pushing even now, because people need to make plans, is that in all the mourning and all the sadness, we also need to think of the future, to think of love. And I think that's also very important.
It really is. And look, let's face it, you can't be happy forever. You know what I mean? You have to get married at some point. Rabbi, thank you very much for your time. Rabbi Elchanan Pupko, he's a writer, he's an educator, an 11th generation rabbi. I wish you a meaningful and an easy fast.